Welcome to Health Hats, empowering people as they travel together toward best health. I'm Danny Van Leeuwen, a two-legged, cisgender, old white man of privilege, living in a food oasis who can afford many hats and knows a little bit about a lot of healthcare and a lot about very little. Most people wear hats one at a time, but I wear them all at once. We will listen and learn about what it takes to adjust to life's realities in healthcare's Tower of Babel. Let's make some sense of all of this.
I am the CEO, the Chief Executive Officer, the boss of my health team. Let me say that again. I am the CEO of my health team, and I have a ton of subcontractors. My primary care doctor and her practice, my neurologist and his practice, the radiology department at my local hospital, the neighborhood pharmacy, utility companies. You get the idea. They get paid through my employment benefits, you're in my taxes, and out of my pocket. Right now, I directly employ my massage therapist and acupuncturist. Fee for service. I also have pro bono team members. My wife, who's my care partner, my family, my friends, and coaches. So as CEO of my health team, I try to manage, lead, and learn. So managing, as in managing the project of me and my teams, knowing and selecting team members, clarifying who does what and when they do it, keeping track of it all, sharing that information, experimenting, meaning trying stuff, and then adjusting when something doesn't work. Managing as negotiating service agreements, like contracts, maintaining the team and its connections, and trying to fix what isn't working with the team. Seth Godin says that leaders create the conditions where people choose new actions. The choices are voluntary. They're made by people who see a new landscape, new opportunities, and new options. They can't make people change, but they can create an environment where they choose to. I'd add to that that leading is also fundraising, cheerleading, and succession planning. Fundraising is paying for your health and your health care. Cheerleading is encouraging yourself and your team. And succession planning is being sure that someone can lead when you can't. Now, I'm going to need some help understanding leadership in the context of my health and health team. I know it's a bitch to lead when you feel like crap. And it's a tough system to lead and manage. It's exhausting, even when you're well. People are born with different capacities and circumstances to manage and lead. Certainly, many people can learn to manage their health and their health team. I don't know about leadership. I'll need to learn more about leadership in this context before I know what it takes to get better at it.
And now, a quick break to hear about our sponsor, Abridge. I see many clinicians on a regular basis, way too many. I'm appalled at how little I can remember when I get home. My wife asks me, "What did she say? What about this medication or that test?" I'm happy to remember half of it. To help me remember everything, I downloaded a new smartphone app called Abridge. Now, when I talk to the doctor, I ask if it's okay to record our conversation. Nobody has said no yet. I push a big pink button to record, and after I'm done, the transcript from our audio appears. Not the whole thing, that's too much, but sections around medical keywords, like fatigue, pain, tests, exercise, meds. Now, when I'm done, I can share my visit with my wife, and she can listen to exactly what the doctor said. A bridge was created by patients, doctors, and caregivers. Check out the app at abridge.com. ABRIDGE.com. Or download it on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Record your health conversations. Let me know how it went.
So what is learning? I read an interesting description in a web page about aviation training. They said that knowledge of the general characteristics of learning help an aviation instructor use them in a learning situation. If learning is a change in behavior as a result of experience, then instruction must include a careful and systematic creation of those experiences that promote learning. This process can be quite complex because, among other things, an individual's background strongly influences the way that person learns. To be effective, the learning situation also should be purposeful, based on experience, multifaceted, and involve an active process. The authors go on to say, learning is a result of experience, learning is multifaceted, and learning is an active process. We could learn about learning from flight instructors. In health, we are both the pilot and the passenger. Intriguing. So the fourth dimension of being CEO of your health is decision-making. Managing, leading, and learning, living, all include decision-making, whether you make them or not. Decisions about the care team and the care plan, decisions whether to do the tasks that are ours to do, decisions about how or whether to manage, lead, and learn. Oh my God, I'm overwhelmed already. I should be good at this. I'm an old white man of privilege wearing many hats as a patient caregiver, nurse, informaticist, and healthcare leader. I am blessed with a lifetime of experiencing managing, leading, learning, and deciding. My wife and I built a house, the whole house, everything but drill the well. The foundation, structure, walls, windows, electricity, plumbing, all of it. And we had only built a changing table out of one piece of plywood before we built a house. But we were driven, we sought help, we learned, we managed, we led, and we decided. We homeschooled our kids. Neither of us were teachers, but we were driven, we sought help, and we learned, we managed, we led, and we decided. On a smaller scale, we learned to keep chickens and bees. For me, when I was 16, I learned to be a draft counselor when I was faced with the prospect of eventually having to fight in Vietnam. I also learned to sew and play clarinet and saxophone. And more recently, I learned to blog and then to podcast. I was driven. I sought help. I learned. I led. And I decided.
A quick break to plug myself. See the show notes or my website, www.health-hats.com, and click on Blog Podcast for more information. To subscribe or contribute. If you like it, share it. Thanks.
I've been a leader for much of my life, often a good leader, sometimes inspiring. Leading myself and a team for me is a very different animal. Or is it? I've also been a manager, a project manager. It's easier to picture managing myself and my team. I have some of the skills I need to be CEO of my health and my health team, but nowhere near all. There's very little training for health team CEO, no certificate or degree. The pay stinks. There's no vacation. I can't resign. Almost no one looks at me on my health journey and says, "There goes the CEO of the health team." People, if they see me at all, say, there goes the patient. A patient and CEO sound really different. My image of a patient is barefoot with their bare butt showing, while a CEO has a suit and bling. I'm grateful for the continuing opportunity and capacity to learn, manage, lead, and decide. I'm grateful that my multiple sclerosis has pushed me to be more mindful of learning, managing, leading, and deciding about health and healthcare. MS has not affected my ability to learn and adapt. My management, leadership, and decision-making are all changing. That's life. This podcast focuses on people managing, leading, deciding, and learning on their health journey. I focused recently on young adults and parents learning, deciding, managing, and leading. That made me even more curious about what we can learn about this deciding, managing, learning, and leading. You hear that I have no consistency in the order of lead, manage, decide, and learn. Why? That's one of the many questions I've been listing over the past couple of months. Here's a taste of some others. How can people learn to be the best CEO of their health? Is leadership of your health similar to leading a team or a company? How so? Is leadership of learning about your health when you're 12 different than if you're 50? Different if you're privileged or you're not? Is being CEO of your health different if you're well or if you're chronically ill? What can we learn about leadership of health from people who are learning expert, but not experts in health or the healthcare system? How do we, as parents, teachers, and clinicians, introduce young people to begin making healthcare decisions, managing for themselves? How do we as adult children introduce our parents to making healthcare decisions proactively? End of life, but not just end of life. How can primary care clinicians model taking charge of your health or introduce people to making healthcare decisions? What decisions have you made about your medical care? How have you led? How have you managed? What challenges have you had in that experience? What worked? What didn't? Has anyone been a leader in your health journey? How did you recognize it? What if we figured out managing and started to lead? What might be different? Have you, as a family member, friend, or clinician, wanted someone to make a different decision than you thought was right? How'd that go? How'd you handle it? How'd you manage? How'd you lead? I want to be a better CEO of my health team. I want to learn, manage, lead, and decide. Most of us are only fair at any of it. Few are good at all of it, and our lives depend on it. I'd like to explore this further together. I encourage you to share your questions with me through comments, on your podcast server, on LinkedIn, on my website, on Instagram, or directly send me an email with question in the subject line. More information about that in the show notes. Thank you. This should be interesting.
Follow my blog, podcasts, and resources through my website. See you around the block.